And 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, December 15th. 27 degrees, the wind chill right now is 17, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Lisa Keith, David Trailer Zoo Director. Lisa, good morning, and happy holidays to you.
Well, thank you, guys, and happy holidays to you.
How are things going so far here as we close out the week?
Oh, you know, we can't complain. It's been, we needed some rain, we got that. And it's we're just preparing for that cold weather that's coming in next week.
Understood. Well, we brought Lisa in because we wanted to talk about, you know, the Oasis Capital campaign in general, but specifically the Zoo Education Center. There were a couple of moves early, and the way it sounds is we've got at least some early processes that are starting to rock and roll right now.
Absolutely. So if you've been out and driven by, you're going to see that there's some work happening down there on the east side of the Zoo Education Center. And so the footings are pretty much done. And so they're just waiting for the rest of our stuff to come in from our architect, and then we'll be able to get started with the rest.
And, of course, you are operating now from a temporary facility, correct?
We are. We're at 517 Merchant. It's the old Emporia Gazette building, and it's really a beautiful old facility. So if you haven't been down to see us, come down and see us and renew your membership while you're here, and come enjoy the classroom here, because it really is a cool little place.
Now, the Zoo Education Center, let's back up a little bit, Lisa. What exactly is being done? What will people see when things are finished out there?
Well, you know, the building, we'd almost outgrown our classroom and the facility itself. And so the new facility is going to it will double its footprint, even just a little bit more than that. So we are going to go from one classroom to three, two indoor and one outdoor classroom. We'll have a bank of restrooms. And I know people think that that's funny that we think that's so exciting, but we've only had one restroom in the classroom for students, and so to have a bank of restrooms, that's pretty exciting for us. And then just to have the ability to have two classes going at the same time, or to be able to open up that space and to have one really large classroom. So if we have some larger events, it's just going to be a wonderful addition for the zoo, for the community. It's just going to be really nice.
And your offices will be out there too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The Park and Zoo offices will still be housed in that facility, and they'll be really nice too.
Parking in the rear?
There will be some bus parking that would be out there in the rear, but our parking will be in the front. And then the where the llama exhibit used to be will also be a parking lot. And that will be happening in the spring, most likely.
Lisa, maybe you can back us up now, and I guess we're talking about what's specifically going on here over the next several months at the ZEC, but let's talk, I guess, maybe about the Oasis campaign and kind of how things have gotten up to this point and how pleased you are with the changes that have now been visible for, in some cases, months.
Well, absolutely. So we've been so lucky to have a very supportive community, and not just Emporia, but the surrounding area as well. It's just amazing how supportive our community is for our little zoo. And so to start, you know, we did the entrance, and I think the entrance, the waterfowl exhibit, the kookaburra exhibit, the new memorial, just really made the zoo look special. It looked just as pretty outside now as it does on the inside. And I think that that is just the start of what's to come. And we couldn't be more thankful, and we are so grateful to everyone in the community that helped donate to this. And we did run into some, you know, the Zoo Education Center with COVID, prices have gone up. That's going to cost a little bit more. I'm going to guess that by the time we get to Otter, we'll probably have to fundraise just a little bit more to finish off that exhibit. But we're going to get there.
So what's in play after the Zoo Education Center?
Yeah, so we are going to be redoing the old lemur exhibit, which is for king vulture. And so we'll be totally redoing that area. We're going to be redoing the Cereopsis goose exhibit. We're going to be adding wallaby back to the zoo, and then the North American river otter. So all of that within the next couple of years.
Goodness. How soon do you think this may be an unfair question given all of the different supply issues that we've seen through COVID the last couple of years, but at least tentatively now, what's the ballpark thing for everything getting through the Oasis campaign and really work done and everything visible to the public to enjoy?
Well, if everything falls into place like we're hoping by the end of 2024, but we'll just see how all of that plays out. So that's our goal. That's what we're shooting for.
Lisa Keith, David Traylor Zoo Director, with us on our Primetime Newsmaker Thursday morning edition. It is 7:29, 28 degrees, wind chill of 16, so a bit of a chill in the air out there this morning. Well, Lisa, are the lights still shining brightly at the zoo?
The lights are still shining from 6 p.m. to midnight every single night through the new year. So drive down. Check them out. They're really beautiful. We couldn't be more thankful for our horticulture crew that put those lights up. They work really hard to make sure that that's beautiful for the holiday season. And then we have the roundup coming up, too.
Yes, you do.
Wow,
I was
that's
contacted
right.
on that yesterday. March the 3rd?
Yep, March the 3rd. Get it on your calendars at 6 p.m. So we'll be sending out invitations and be announcing ticket sales here before too long, so be getting that on your calendar. We also have Grinch and Buddy the Elf experiences that we're doing right now too. So if anybody is interested in having Grinch and Buddy the Elf come visit your home, now is the time to get a hold of Lisa Hayes at the Emporia Police Benefit Association. You can reach her at 343-4219, or her email is lhayes@emporiaks.gov, and she can get those set up for you now between now and Christmas Day. So should be a lot of fun.
No doubt about that.
They are definitely entertaining.
It is 7:30, 28 degrees. Anything else before we put a bow on this, Lisa?
Well, I have a joke for you.
Well, we weren't going to let you escape without that, that's for sure.
Well, what would a reindeer do if it lost its tail?
What would a reindeer do if it lost its tail? I don't know.
Go to a retail shop for a new one.
Oh, I should have seen that coming.
Okay. Well, I got one for you.
You have one?
Got one.
I'm ready.
All right. What do snowmen eat for dessert?
Carrots?
No.
Ice cream?
Ice Krispies.
Oh, almost had it.
Good one.
There it is.
All right,
thanks,
have a great
Lisa.
Day. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Lisa. Keith, director of the David Traylor Zoo, joining us on our Primetime Newsmaker this morning.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots next week, most of them are open. Give us a call at 620-342-1400.